This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Visitors strolling through the Hall of Horns and Teeth at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman often pause at a duck-billed dinosaur skull that seems, at first glance, simply impressive in its size and preservation. But looking more closely, a more important feature becomes clear. Embedded deep in the fossilized face is a single broken tooth, a violent punctuation mark from 66 million years ago. That tooth has become the centerpiece of a new study by researchers at Montana State University and the University of Alberta, offering an unusually intimate glimpse into the life and possible death of a dinosaur that once roamed what is now eastern Montana. The skull belonged to Edmontosaurus, a massive plant-eater that lived alongside one of prehistory's most formidable predators, Tyrannosaurus, and alongside horned giants like Triceratops. The two shared the lush, temperate coastal plains of the huge glacial Lake Missoula, which covered most of what is now the Canadian provinces, Montana, and the Dakotas in the late Cretaceous era. It was a world of abundance and danger, and this fossil preserves a moment when those worlds collided. Discovered in 2005 in the fossil-rich Hell Creek Formation on land managed by the Bureau of Land Management's Miles City Field Office, the skull was remarkably complete. But its most startling feature wasn't visible until preparation revealed a predator's calling card lodged in the snout. John Scanella, the curator of paleontology at Museum of the Rockies on the campus of Montana State University in Bozeman, said, "It's relatively rare to find a carnivore's tooth still embedded in the dinosaur that it was eating. Bite marks can be helpful in understanding who's eating who. Finding toothy gouges and scrapes on dino bones happens occasionally with paleo finds, but this instance is unique because there's a tooth embedded right in the middle of its face," Scanella said. Through careful comparison with known carnivorous dinosaurs from the region, researchers determined that the broken tooth most closely matched that of Tyrannosaurus. CT scans allowed scientists to examine how the tooth fractured and wedged into the bone, preserving a split second of prehistoric violence. The position of the tooth offers chilling clues. It is lodged in the nose of the Edmontosaurus, suggesting a face-to-face encounter. There are no signs of healing in the surrounding bone, meaning the Edmontosaurus either died from the attack or was already dead when the Tyrannosaur tore into it. Scanella said, "The force required to drive a tooth into bone and snap it would have been tremendous. This fossil captures behavior. It's not just a skeleton. It's evidence of a moment." Bozeman Yellowstone International Airport is expanding summer flight options. The airport will offer service to 27 seasonal destinations this summer through 8 major airlines. Airport officials say the expanded schedule is designed to make it easier for passengers to reach popular destinations across the country and for tourists to Montana to more easily reach Bozeman and Yellowstone National Park. 3 new nonstop destinations have been added for the summer season: Austin, Texas; Long Beach, California; and Phoenix Sky Harbor in Arizona. The additions further broaden the airport's reach into major markets in the Southwest, West Coast, and Texas. Airport officials note that flight schedules are always subject to change. Travelers are encouraged to check the full and most up-to-date schedule when planning their trips. The expanded summer season flight schedule is available online at bozemanairport.com. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.